Good morning, sunshine. Good morning. Let's begin by taking a deep breath through your nose. Hold and release through your mouth all the way out. And again, one more time through your nose. Hold it and release slowly through your mouth all the way out. Hey friends, I don't know how long it's been, but I know it's been a while. And I guess I'm doing okay. I am. It's been interesting. And I wanted to jump on here because I just feel that being here talking to you is a place where I feel myself the most. And I didn't think I was going to cry. And honestly, guys, I haven't even been able to cry for a bit. It's been like really hard to even stir up tears because I feel like I've just been just really disconnected with myself. Me, myself, I'm like, what is this? And that's why I'm titling this, I'm going through an existential crisis. That's how I feel. And, you know, when I was looking up the definition of an existential crisis, it says it's a period of inner conflict that involves questioning the meaning of existence, identity, and purpose. It can also be characterized by feelings of confusion about life's lack of meaning or a sense that life should be more than it is, than it currently is. Some common symptoms of an existential crisis include constant worry, anxiety, and depression, decreased motivation, low energy levels, and decreased social activity. Some common causes of an existential crisis include big life changes, unexpected turns, not feeling content with life's direction, and feeling out of control. Existential crisis can arise during transitions such as moving away from home, a difficult divorce, starting a new job, or switching careers, marriage or divorce, having children, retiring. And all of that, I have felt in some way. In that, like, everything I read, it's been feeling like that. And I have been saying for several weeks now, when I talk to people and I open up to them, like, I'm just, like, not feeling myself. Like, I'm not, like, I feel, like I said, disconnected. Like, I feel like I'm just, like, the only way I could explain it is like earthly, like living here on earth, like not heavenly minded, not spiritually minded, not in the heavenly places, not connected to divine, not connected to the spirit. And I know I am. I know I am. I'm not alone. I haven't forsaken that, but it's just like I haven't. I haven't felt those things, and I haven't felt like how I usually talk with you all for the past almost 5 years that I've been doing this podcast. It just hasn't felt, I haven't felt myself. And like I said, I had coming on here now and talking to you all. Whoever's listening, is in some way I've like kind of stepped into a place that has felt familiar. And because every single episode that I've done has been very raw and real and connected and taking you through the journey of what I've been going through and what I'm doing and what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling and all of it. And so now I am working on the weekends as a server at a restaurant. And I'm like on it like all weekend. Like if I don't work on a Thursday, then it's definitely a Friday from 11 to close at the restaurant. So, you know, restaurants close fairly late. And, you know, for three straight days, usually four maybe. And hey, you know what? The money's been decent. It's been good. I think I shared the last episode that I started working at the restaurant and it's been really nice and it's been fun and I've liked it. And yes, you know what? It when I'm there, I'm on. You know, I'm on. I'm ready to serve customers and but I'm so on that I don't think about anything else but that, right? So I'm just right there in it. And which is fine. And I think because for so long I've lived in the places of thinking about the spirit and, you know, things of the heavenlies, that now it's like I'm back to earth, and that's how I can understand it or relate it to you all. And when I tell people, it's like I'm just kind of like here. Living on earth. And it just feels so, I don't know, just not me. And that's all I'm saying, that that's just not me. And that, so when I started thinking about this existential crisis, I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe that's what it is. You know, I did start a new job. And and I guess maybe in some way when I've had my first child, I kind of felt the same way. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's happening? I have this baby now in my arms and this is all new. And, you know, that is how I can share it with you all. Like, it's so you can understand where I am in my mind. And it's been weird. You know what I'm saying? It's just weird to me because this is what I'm doing now. Now, granted, I Monday through whatever day, you know, so let's say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm usually like, you know, at home and I'm doing things here. But even when I'm home, I'm like thinking about work or how I should have done this better or that better, or when is this going to be over? When am I going to come home eventually? You know, and in some way, you know, I think I've shared about my husband's business. Like it's been taken its hit as well. And he's trying to revamp some things again. And, you know, what's happened with that actually has not been good, even in our marriage. And I'm just telling you what for what it is, because I'm like, I don't really give a crap, because this is like one of those journals that one day I might listen to again. I don't know. It's like a personal journal. And yeah, it's been hard on our marriage. When your money starts going down, you know, it's like, okay, we got to cut these costs. We got to do this. We got to do that. And that's why part of me was like, I can't just be sitting here at home looking at my husband like, okay, you start to make money. Like, I'm like, I, now that my kids are in high school, I'm like, I got to go find a job. I got to go do something. I got to go make some money because we got to go pay some debts. And so I, you know, with me looking at my husband and saying like, okay, you have a business, what's going on, blah, 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 you know, it's, and it hasn't been healthy for him and I, and we've been butting heads a lot. Well, actually, it was pretty bad for the last probably few months, I don't know, but recently, though, it's been better, way better, but, you know, sometimes I have my moments where I just get angry. I get angry at him and I get angry at our situation. But I'm like, no, you know, I got to toughen up. I got to go do what I have to do. And so that's how I've kind of in some way told myself I can do this. But at the same time, I started kind of like in some way, not pushing away from my husband, but kind of like looking at him like, I don't need you kind of thought. Not that I don't need him. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like I'm just becoming this, I'm in Miss Independent, you know, and kind of putting up a tough shell. And I think that because of that, I've kind of been just kind of pulling away even from myself. So not even, okay, to clarify, also, all this hormone stuff that I'm going through, right? Menopause. I know that there's a lot of that too. A lot of the hormonal imbalances and you name it. And it's just trying to find myself again in it all is confusing, and it's like I don't want to sit there and try to figure it out, so I just ignore it and just kind of say, just plug along, don't think about it, just plug along, and you know, just move on, you know, you don't have time for this, you know, don't worry about it, just whatever, stop being a baby, you know, it's like, I know I'm rambling on, but that's basically like what I've been going through in my mind, and call it a crisis, call it whatever it is, call it depression, call it whatever. I don't want to identify as that, as depressed and anxiety filled and all of that. And I'm not saying that I'm ignoring it or whatever, but I'm just saying that I don't like it. I'm accepting it for what it is, and I'm trying to understand it, but at the same time, I don't want to, because I mean, I want to understand it, but at the same time, I don't want to go in there to kind of analyze it, because I know that I'm not going to be able to get the answers I need. I think they'll come eventually, the answers. And I don't, again, will it come eventually when I step away from this job again? Because I know that this job that I'm doing now is very temporary. And I'm telling myself that. And that's the one thing that kind of basically keeps me going, is like, this isn't going to be a forever thing. This is just a temporary thing, just for a short time until we get things, you know, to where they are financially and, you know, where things are on the positive. And that keeps me moving forward and saying, it's all right, it's all right. Okay, just keep walking, plug along, you know, and because I know that doing this, you know, being a waitress and serving tables is not sustainable for me, and I don't want to do this for a long time. And then it comes down to like, then what am I going to be doing then? And that is another thing that I'm like, I have no idea. Because for so long, you know, starting on this podcast and then thinking about creating some sort of women's program or, you know, something where women connect with divine and connect with themselves and connect like with their purpose and all of these things, the book that I wanted to write and all of that, that's still sitting on my computer. I haven't really touched it. And well, I have a little bit, but not really. And all of these things that I thought that I was going to be doing. And then I'm like, okay, that still hasn't become clear either. Like, I don't know. Like, I thought it would be clear, but then I'm like, it's not clear because, and then I'm like, I don't know. No, it's confusing. And here I am rambling on, but I don't care. I'm going to ramble on. And because I've realized, like, I just want to share. I want to share how it is. So at 53 years old and would I consider myself a stay-at-home mom? Not anymore because I'm now working probably about 30 plus hours a week. And I thought I was going to actually get another job on top of this, but I ended up not getting it because I backed down away from it. I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. And if I do more hours at the restaurant, then I'll do more hours at the restaurant. That's fine. I just don't need an extra job because I was going to do another 30 hours. So I would have been putting like, I don't know, 60 plus hours into work. And I realized I'm like, I can't do that. There's no way. Plus with, you know, having a family. No, I can't. Anyway, so I know I had said last time, I'm like, you know, the reason that I want to do this thing and get this job is because I want to have enough money that when I'm, by the time I'm nearing my 60s, that I want to be traveling the world, literally traveling the world. I want to be everywhere. And that is my goal. That is my plan with my husband and I. We want to do that. So that is what keeps me going too. And that's all. I think that's all I'm going to say today. All right. I'll come back. I don't know when, but I'll come back and we'll talk later. Good morning, sunshine.